High school athletics have become highly organized with year-round training, competition, and travel teams. Many parents see it as a way to have their children learn skills and discipline and maybe earn a college scholarship or a pro contract. At the apex of this total immersion phenomenon are sports academies. In the first of two reports, NPR's Tom Goldman visited the country's biggest academy, run by the sports management company IMG. It's a sprawling and high-priced complex in Florida with multiple fields of dreams for aspiring athletes.
If she were back home in North Carolina, 17-year-old Eleanor Tucker figures she'd be blinking the early morning sleep out of her eyes in a pre-calculus class. But at 8 a.m. on a recent Monday in Bradenton, Florida, this top-ranked junior golfer gets ready to sweat as she goes over her assignment for that day's weight training.
Barbell platform lunges, hammer strength high rows, protraction retraction in the forearms, hammer strength leg curls.
After an hour of lifting, Tucker showers, changes into golf shorts, polo shirt, and baseball cap, grabs her clubs, and heads for the range. Tucker smacks ball after white dimpled ball with a 9-iron as her coach stands nearby and watches. It's a recurring scene throughout this 190-acre training ground on Florida's west coast. On the baseball diamonds, tennis courts, basketball courts, the games are different, the goals the same. To get better and better and better. They come to Bradenton from all over the world to hone skills, pursue dreams, or to get a very expensive dose of reality when those sports dreams don't come true. 570 boys and girls of varying athletic skills attend the IMG Academies full time. Room, board, and training starts at about $30,000. It can jump to nearly $70,000 with extra coaching and tuition to the Academy's private school, which most students attend. Also, some parents spend several $100,000 to buy on-site condos so they can be close to their child. What started nearly 30 years ago as the Bolitari Tennis Academy now has mushroomed into the six schools that make up the IMG Academies: tennis, golf, baseball, basketball, soccer, and hockey. Legendary coach Nick Bolitari, famous for training Andre Agassi, Monica Seles, and many other tennis stars, describes the evolution with an almost religious zeal.
I dream real big and I think real big. But realistically, and being honest, I don't think anyone except God could have imagined that this would have grown to become the sports city of the world, basically.
This vast playground includes 72 tennis courts, four soccer fields, a huge climate-controlled covered training facility. The Academy's motto is, "Where players train," rather prosaic considering the scale of the operation. In fact, IMG officials, sounding a bit like mad scientists, talk about building athletes. A training model uses the concept of interlocking gears to show how factors such as environment, character, and physiology all contribute to athletic performance. The athlete's dining room offers lots of fruits, nuts, and vegetables, and no soft drinks. And psychological training is as important as grooving a golf swing.
When we started the season, you'd kind of identified five areas as being the goals that you had specifically. This is what I want to accomplish.
Trevor Moad calls himself a mental conditioning consultant. The walls in his cramped office are covered with photos of Trevor and famous athletes. On this day, he's working with 17-year-old Chris Perez, a pitcher in the IMG Academy's baseball program.
In terms of being able to quiet yourself and, again, keep your focus on the pitch count, trying to spend 80% of the time just focused on now. Talk a little bit about that.
Again, the first start or two, I was getting distracted with other stuff. Like, I'd let the umpires affect me. I let the scouts affect me. And then after that, I was in a zone. Nothing affected me.
Chris Perez is one of those athletes with all the gears working. Tall and lanky, he can throw a fastball 93 miles per hour. He's from Bradenton and has gone to the IMG Academies, mostly part-time, for the past 7 years. This year, he went full-time, doing the sports training and academics at the on-site Pendleton School while living at home with his dad. The difference in his baseball, Chris says, has been dramatic.
My pitching mechanics are 10 times better than they were last year. My body's gotten better. I slimmed down. It's better than what I would have been able to do in high school.
Most IMG Academy students come from wealthy families. Chris Perez doesn't. His father, Tim, owns a tile and construction company in Bradenton, and he says it stung to pay $19,000 for Chris's year at the academies. But Chris Perez has earned a scholarship worth over $25,000 for his first year at the University of Miami, which has one of the best baseball programs in the country. Considering that, Tim says IMG was worth it, even if his son doesn't make it to the major leagues.
My goal as a parent was hopefully one day Chris getting a baseball scholarship to college. He's done that. Anything beyond that, again, like I said, is going to be icing on the cake, and I think he can do it with the right focus.
But a professional career is more than icing for some IMG parents, and their expectations, according to tennis instructor Jim Nagelson, makes an otherwise great job difficult at times.
There's a lot of parents that just hang on the fences and just grit their teeth and watch every move. Do I feel that's right? No, I don't. But that's the way they are. We have to deal with it.
One way has been to reduce expectations for incoming students and their families. Certainly, it helps IMG's business to show off the Academy's alumni list, but officials are careful to stress that very few can be the next Serena Williams or Derek Jeter. The sales pitch focuses on personal development and college scholarships. Indeed, 80% of the Academy's graduates get full or partial scholarships. Golfer Eleanor Tucker sinks a putt as her Monday morning training winds down. Initially, she hated being at the academies. She was homesick, and her attitude, she says, was horrible. But everything turned around this year. She has embraced the disciplined lifestyle, the intense focus on golf and academics. And she laughs as she reveals her measure of success.
Golf means a lot to me, obviously, because I am here. But I enjoy so many other things other than golf. In fact, I think I'd rather be a realtor than play on the LPGA Tour.
Then why aren't you at realtor school?
Do they have one?
Somewhere back in Wilson, North Carolina, you can imagine Eleanor's dad slapping his forehead. After all, he spent close to $100,000 for the last 2 years of golf school. But no, Edwin Tucker says his daughter has gotten better at her sport and become confident and mature. That's worth it, he says, whatever the cost. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Bradenton, Florida.
Tomorrow, a unique baseball academy in Puerto Rico aims to turn out a new generation of stars.